co-ed senior soccer is something new.
Yeah, it's something new to Timmins. Coming out of COVID, we didn't have soccer from 2020 to 2022. The Women's League started in 2023, and the Men's League couldn't get going last year. We had to form a new board, and it was just too late to get everything organized. So when we finally got the Men's League going this year, I made sure to kind of ask around, and there were a lot of players interested in kind of having a senior recreational soccer league in town. A lot of concern for older players like myself, you know, haven't played any kind of real soccer for three or four seasons, and you get out there and get a slide tackle or something, someone's going to break an ankle, bust a screw up their knee. And
yeah,
a lot of players who've stopped playing men's league are really interested in this.
Okay. So tell me about it. What's the age limit?
So we decided to bring the age limit down to age 35. We were originally going with age 40, but had a few players who had some injury history in the past. We were like, oh, you know, can you bring it down to 35? I'd be really interested in to come out. So we decided to bring it down to age 35, and it is open men and women.
Are the rules any different than, say, would be in either men's soccer or women's soccer?
So we do play small-sided soccer, which is half the field, and we can play 7 against 7 or 8 versus 8. We don't have a referee because it's just we play the honor system. There's no slide tackling. There's no hard tackles. So it's just to get out there, have some touch with the ball, have some fun, see friends who maybe haven't played in the men's league or women's league in some time. So, yeah, it's fun.
And get some good exercise.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're recruiting now. If someone is hearing this and is interested, how do they go about getting involved?
So I had the information posted on both the Timmins Men's Soccer and Timmins Women's Soccer Facebook pages. A lot of players have been sharing the information, so it's being posted on social media. A couple of players posted on Instagram.
When are you going to be playing?
We actually had our first night out last night.
Oh, good. And how'd that go?
Yeah. We had a good turnout. We had about 18, 19 players show up for the first night. And a lot of other players are like, oh, yeah, my wife will come out next time. And we've got other friends. But I think it's one of those things that as word of mouth gets out that we're up and running, more and more people show up.
That's why we're doing this right now. I'm hoping that happens, too. Is there any cost to play?
We're keeping the cost as low as possible, so it's just basically the field rental and insurance costs. So I was hoping for a certain number of players, so I budgeted for about $25 a player.
Okay, good. Where do you play?
So we're playing Sunday evenings at Timmins High from 6:30 to 8:30, and Wednesday evenings at O'Gorman High School, same times. And we're hoping to play till the end of September.
All right. Are there like actual a team set up, or do you, when you get there, just... I don't know, you know,
just split up.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Try to balance teams out and just, we've got some pinnies. So everybody shows up with two color jerseys, and then, we'll go from there. If the turnout, if the numbers increase to a point where we want to have teams and set up a schedule, I'm open to that as well.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
No, it's like I said, we welcome any new players, former players who stopped playing in the men's league. The Timmins men's league this year, we noticed a lot of new players in the city. So there's been a lot of immigration lately. So same situation with us. We're expecting a lot of new people to the city. We actually had two people just kind of drive up yesterday. They drove by, seen us playing. They're like, hey, can we play too? I'm like, sure. Gave me information, and they'll probably be there Wednesday.
Oh, that's really cool.